Hey everyone. It is that time of the week where I send out the newsletter. And so this week I'm going to read it before I send it so that I don't miss those glaring typos, even though there's always a typo I miss, and that's just the way it is. And that's fine. Makes it raw, makes it real, right? Which is related to our newsletter. First of all, I'll mention, which I mentioned at the beginning of the newsletter, is we are excited to add another woman to our speaker lineup for the November 27th Leadership Conference. Jessica Johnson has a remarkable background that will easily increase the value of this event. So if you are listening to this and you've not yet registered, you need to do that because this will be an event that you will leave and feel like, wow, man, I learned so much. I'm prepared. I got a plan. I know what I'm going to do. I got new ideas. I got a new spirit about my leadership, whatever it is. Even if you're not like currently serving in a leadership role, you got to be there. So here is my newsletter. If you are an avid listener to the podcast, you will remember an episode a few weeks ago where I interviewed Doug Nielsen and we talked about the Warrior Heart boot camp he was organizing. Basically, this is a 3-day conference for men only that is held at Camp Utaba just outside of Liberty, Utah. And the content of the conference is based off of the popular book by Christian author John Eldridge titled Wild at Heart. Doug and his team were kind enough to invite me to the conference, and I had heard good things from others who had attended. But I must admit, I was a little hesitant to promote the event and especially to attend the event myself. I'm not the camping type, even when staying in heated cabins. And I was also nervous that I would find myself in some type of manly outdoor retreat where they would put me at the top of a complex rappelling wall and encourage me to descend with courage by screaming manly motivational phrases in my face. Be a man and slay your dragon of fear. Or I was concerned that they would expect me to put on war paint. They expect me to put war paint on my face before swearing to a blood. Let me back up. Or I was concerned that they would expect me to put war paint on my face before swearing to a blood oath to never be a wimpy man for the remainder of my life. Thankfully, nothing close to that happened. And in fact, what I experienced was nothing short of remarkable. I left the camp with a renewed spirit and connection to God that I haven't experienced in quite a while. I'm looking forward to attending the next boot camp, and I pray that many of you will be there with me or find one in your area since these are put on across the world by independent Christian groups. At one point during day one of the boot camp, we were eating one of the many delicious meals. I took a moment to stop and look around at what I was experiencing, and I couldn't help but admit that the boot camp organizers had discovered something that elders' quorums across the world have been desperately seeking for decades. It was brotherhood. It was love. It was connection. I was witnessing grown men who didn't know each other 24 hours prior, sitting together, sharing their story, and connecting on such a deep level, some trying to hold back tears. It wasn't weird or awkward. It was real. My mind shifted to the countless elders' quorum meetings I have experienced, many of them I was leading, where men simply sit back and flick their smartphones, waiting for the meeting to end so that they can go home and wrestle with their broken spirit in the quiet of their home. I have rarely wanted to return to elders' quorum meeting like I wanted to return to this boot camp. So what was the secret? How did they engage the hearts of men? I haven't found the complete answer, but this is my general takeaway after experiencing the Wild at Heart boot camp. Number one, they stimulated vulnerability. If you want connection in your quorum, you have to start with vulnerability. No man can connect deeply to another without vulnerability. 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 The moment one man says to another, "Let me tell you my story of how I'm broken and why I need Christ." It opens a floodgate of connection as others think, I can relate to that story because I'm broken too. Most of these sessions were not given by PhD therapists. They were given by men who have experienced real struggle and overcame those same struggles through the enabling power of Christ's atonement. Some were dramatic stories of wild addiction, while others were simple stories of the constant struggle to be a good husband or father. If we aren't getting real in Elders Quorum, we aren't connecting. Number two, they talk to the heart of a man. Whether men realize it or not, we are all born with certain traits that are part of being created in the image of God. Throughout the 3 days, we took time to focus on various Christian principles of what makes up a man, or most importantly, what makes us sons of God. They were simple. They were similar gospel principles one might hear in a typical Elders Quorum, but in the context that relates to a man's heart, it sounded like a new message. This newsletter isn't long enough to effectively articulate those principles, so go read the book Wild at Heart, and that will be a good place to start. Number three, they stimulated connection to God. After each 60 to 90 minute session, they asked us all to take a vow of silence, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. This allowed the group to find a quiet place in the camp, journal about the principles they had just learned, and seek further understanding from their Father in heaven. By the time the vow of silence was over and the men were gathering in the cafeteria for the next meal, they were ready to learn and empathize with the other men they ate with. Those are the general impressions I took away from an amazing weekend that felt so close to my Father in heaven. I return home a changed man and more connected to God. It would be impossible for me to translate the full message and feelings of the Wild at Heart Boot Camp, but I hope you are intrigued to further look into the model by reading Wild at Heart, Improving the Structure of Elders Quorum. I think the author, John Eldridge, unintentionally called out many Elders Quorums on the first page of the book when he said, "Most messages for men ultimately fail. The reason is simple. They ignore what is deep and true to a man's heart, his real passions, and simply try to shape him through various forms of pressure. Let us step back and reassess how we are approaching the heart of a man."